It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Democrats may be closer to getting a deal on the big infrastructure spending package, but at what cost to the progressives' priorities? Progressives are pointing to what they consider to be a big mistake when Biden invited Manchin and Chuck Schumer to a summit in Delaware on Sunday without also hosting a major progressive negotiator like Bernie Sanders or Pramila Jayapal. Multiple sources say that the progressives have indicated to leaders at the White House that they need to see all five of their buckets of priorities adequately addressed in order to back the bill. To reiterate, those five priorities are strengthening the care economy, that means access to child care as a universal benefit, and establishing permanent paid family and medical leave. Number two, affordable housing. Number three, lowering drug prices and using the savings to pay for public health expansion. Number four, climate change. And number five, immigration. Providing a roadmap to citizenship for essential workers, temporary protected status, TPS recipients, and dreamers. But they also know that they can't force Manchinima into agreeing to things they already rejected. And then there's the element of time. Right now, the deadline for the BIF, or the hard infrastructure vote, is October 31st, because that's when the transportation funding extension runs out. What leadership wants is for the House progressives to accept a simplified framework agreement on the larger reconciliation plan and then turn around and vote for the BIF, or the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The question is whether or not the progressives will go for that. Pramila Jayapal says she's sticking to the original plan, saying she'll only support the infrastructure bill if it's voted on simultaneously with the reconciliation package. That could take weeks to happen. President Biden wants something done before he leaves the country for the G20 and the climate summit on Thursday. In other news, Election Day 2021 is just 1 week away. Obviously, it's an off year, but there are a few races that are really important and will offer a preview, perhaps, of the 2022 midterms. The Virginia governor race, New York City's mayoral race, New Jersey's governor, Boston's mayor, and a primary in Miami for the seat previously held by the late Alcee Hastings. So Trump is trying it again, and President Biden has again refused to assert executive privilege over more documents that Trump wants to keep out of the hands of the committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. Trump has tried to keep the documents secret by claiming executive privilege, but he's no longer president. So legal experts agree that it is President Biden who has final say on whether or not these documents are covered by such a measure. Stay tuned. The FDA's Vaccine Advisory Board meeting on Tuesday to discuss whether or not the Pfizer vaccine should be authorized for children ages 5 to 11. Once the FDA makes its authorization, it goes to the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Group, which is set to meet November 2nd and 3rd. In Europe, there are worries about another pandemic winter. Europe is the only region in the world currently reporting an increase in COVID-19 cases right now. Vaccination rates vary widely there, from as low as 24% in some eastern areas to a 75% average among EU nations and an 85% rate in Belgium. Some Eastern European countries like Latvia and Romania are imposing new lockdowns, curfews, and other measures. And Moscow is in the middle of a 10-day lockdown as Russia faces its worst phase of the pandemic ever. So you've heard about the series of news stories by now dubbed the Facebook Papers. They're based on thousands of internal company documents, and they reveal how the platform has been used to sow political discord and extremism across the world. It also facilitates human trafficking, pushes hate speech and misinformation, and was the platform used to organize events, including the January 6th insurrection. The documents also reveal that Facebook leaders sometimes knew to some extent the damage being caused. The Facebook papers are being published by a consortium of 17 news organizations, including CNN. The documents were included in disclosures made to the SEC and provided to Congress in redacted form by the attorneys for the Facebook whistleblower, Francis Haugen. Haugen testified in the UK Monday and embraced their efforts to regulate the social media platform.
Do you think that this bill is keeping Mark Zuckerberg awake at night?
I am incredibly excited and proud of the UK for taking such a world-leading stance with regard to thinking about regulating social platforms. The Global South currently does not have the resources to stand up and save their own lives. Like they are excluded from these discussions. And the UK has a tradition of leading policy in ways that are followed around the world. And I can't imagine Mark isn't paying attention to what you're doing, because this is a critical moment for the UK to stand up and make sure that these platforms are in the public good and are designed for safety.
This time, it's not just the weather. This is climate change in action. There's a bomb cyclone now heading toward the Northeast. The forecast is heavy rains today and tomorrow, with potential flooding in Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, and strong winds which could cause power outages in coastal New England. Meanwhile, in California, a similar storm there is winding down after bringing record-setting rains, as well as flooding and mudslides. And they want to cut the climate change provisions from the infrastructure plan, just trying to figure out what the hell they're doing. And the World Series begins Tuesday night, and it's between two teams that really don't deserve to be there, the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. Meh. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.